All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxanne Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Camps have always adapted to changing societal needs and demands. That's why we've been in existence for over 150 years. But it goes from one extreme to the other. Some camps that will allow iPhones for teens when they're on trips, some that will allow games that can be played without an internet connection, some will allow iPods but no earbuds. And then it goes to the extreme that, you know, if you're caught with a phone, it's confiscated, and then there's a $25 fine at the end of the camp to get it back. But by and large, 74% of our camps still do not allow personal electronic devices. So it's very unique to camp to camp, but the majority of the American Camp Association camps are not permitting personal electronic devices at camp.
Are there, as far as you know, are there any other camps that come to mind who have an anything goes policy?
I don't know of another. We did a quick sort of call out to a number of our camps before talking to you, and the kind of feedback we got was just what I was expressing to you. You know, it's interesting. I mean, camp is that unique opportunity to become unplugged and interact with nature and peers and role models on a deeper level, and there are fewer and fewer of those opportunities available for kids today. And so I think technology, we appreciate and we understand it, and it certainly is a different relationship with kids and parents as it comes, it's related to technology. And we certainly have seen an increase in the partnership between parents and camps when it comes to technology. But kids still are generally unplugged at camp, and kids seem to adapt to being unplugged at camp much more readily than the parents.
Really?
I think so. I mean, we're very used to as parents today, you know, of having immediate access to our kids through some electronic device. And so it's really the kids who seem to adapt easier to becoming unplugged at camp than it is the parents. So that parent and camp director relationship are really important as to understanding when is the camp going to get a hold of them, under what conditions, what are the policies about electronics. So the good news is I really feel that the relationship between the camp directors and the parents have really increased as technology demands and expectations increased.
If a camp director came to you and said, you know, I'm getting a lot of pressure from parents that they want their kids to be more accessible, they want to know they're okay, they want to text with them, what would you advise to the camp director in terms of making that decision whether to go gadget-free or not?
There are several things that we see that the camp will look at when they're trying to make those decisions. One is just practicality. The fact is some of our camps still are remote enough that there's not strong, consistent connectivity, and so it just ends up being an exercise in frustration. And so the practicality of technology. Also, it depends on the camp in terms of, you know, if you want to avoid situations where items are lost or stolen or it's just distracting to your program. The second thing a camp will look at is how it relates to their mission. And as I said before, so many camps, it is their opportunity for kids to become unplugged. I mean, kids are spending half as much time outside as they did 20 years ago. 50% of our kids are not getting even the 60 minutes recommended physical activity a day. So they look at their mission. Is their, you know, mission really around authentic social connections? Is it around connecting kids to back to nature, which has true value when it comes to reducing stress and your own health? So practicality, you know, and mission and purpose of the camp, as well as just the connectivity piece. So they have to look at all of those things and make a decision. And they look at their marketplace. You know, what are the parents willing to tolerate? Many times parents just want to know if they need to, they can get a hold of their kids. And most camps, even camps who do not have electronic policies can give parents reassurance of when and how they can get a hold of their kids.
Peg, have a great summer. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks a lot.